daf. It's Ksubas daf Yud. We are on Ksubas daf Yud. The first word on the line. Scheduling note: just tomorrow the daf will be uploaded from the last cycle, and Mezushem will pick up after that. But today we are on Itmar. First word: Yud Amid Aleph. Itmar Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The following: Chachamim tiknu lahem lebenos Yisrael lepsula masayim ula alman amana. Chachamim were misakin for bnei Yisrael that a psula should get a ksuba of 200 and an almana should get a ksuba of 100. Right? We haven't really spoken about the numbers yet, but a psula's ksuba is double. Psula's masayim alman amana. Veheim he'eminuhu, and they gave ne'emanus to the husband. Shem amar pesach pasuach matzasi ne'eman. That if he says Pesach Patsuach, then he will be Ne'eman. Rashi notes here, Chachamim Tiknu Le'isha. Rashi says, Klomar. Rashi is noting that these two lines are connected to each other. Rashi says, Klomar, I have Ksuba Da'oraisa. If we would hold that the concept of Ksuba is Da'oraisa, Lo Havi Ne'eman Lahav Ki'a. He wouldn't be able to uproot the Ksuba Ela Be'edus Yidua, only with real hard and fast and solid edus. But because ksub is drabanan, so Chazal can create and uproot whenever they see fit, and therefore, in this case, we say that in this they did because they created it, so that's why they're able to uprooted as well. The Rashba notes that maybe this is even alluded to in, actually let's read one more word line of the Gemara and then we'll see the Rashba. Im Kain asked the Gemara, Ma ho'ilu chachamim betakanasam, if they give the ability to the husband to uproot the ksuba whenever he wants, so what was the reason they were masaking it? There's no teeth to that takana. They make a takana for the ksuba, and then the husband could come every time he wants and say, oh, I'm not interested, she wasn't a psula, so what is the what's the worth of the takana? Why will it be strong enough? Amar Rava, no, there's a chazaka. Chazaka ain adam tarech besuda umafsida. Yes, we give him the ne'amanus, but we assume he won't use that ne'amanus. He won't tap into that ability because it's going to hurt him. After spending so much money on the wedding, ain adam tarech besuda umafsida. We don't assume that he will say anything unless it's really true. And that's why that cheskas of certain behavior, that chazaka overrides any type of feelings that we have related the husband's feelings that he would have to that he would be upset at the wife, and we assume he would be saying the truth. So a couple of points. Number one, the Rashba notes, as I started to say, that Rava here does not start off with a Ella Amar Rava. It just says Amar Rava. We know that Ella in Gemara always means a totally new answer. That's how the Rashba knows what Rashi just said. That Rava's statement about Chazaka Eid Adam Toreach and Ma'u'ilach Abed Achanasam, how he knows that that's connected to the previous line because there's no Ella. Mida Amrinon Amar Rava Velo Amrinon Ella Amar Rava Mashma Da Adi Reb Shimon Ben Elazar Samech. Mashma that he is relying and he's continuing the statement of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Lomar, Dekiva, Deksubas Isha, Mi Divrehem, Heim He'eminu, Bechazakazu, Shein Adam Terech Besudam Afsida, because Ksuba Isha's Drabanan, so that's why we could, the Chachamim could play around, so to speak, and determine what the rules are with this Chazaka. But according to Ksuba Daraisa, Lohayanamon, Vechain Pirish Rashi's Al. So Rashi doesn't say where he got the Diuk from, how he knew this was the flow of the Gemara, that only because Ksuba Isha Drabanan, that is why Chazal gave them the ne'amanus, and they weren't worried because Chazaka ate under the pasuda mafsida. That's all one idea. That is because, says the Rashba, there is no Ella Amarava. It is just Amarava. Point number one. The Ritva also discusses here how exactly this Chazaka is working, because the Ritva notes that there are other Chazakos that are in play here. Says the Ritva, Pirish, on the line of Eidan and Tarak Pesudah Mafsida, Pirish, Vidafka Mehai Taima, specifically for this reason, that a person wouldn't spend a lot of money and then lose it, that's why we believe him. Halav Haitaima, without this reason, Afal Gav de Messayeya Le Chazaka de Mamona, even though he has a Cheskas Mamon, right, the Ksuba is with him. The Ksuba is not paid yet. We've mentioned in the past that a ksuba is a unique type of document. Usually, a document that says I'm obligated means I'm already obligated. An event took place, I borrowed money from you, and now I'm obligated to pay you. There's shibudim. A ksuba is something unique. There was no event that took place yet. It's a commitment that if the event occurs in the future, then I'm going to obligate myself. It's an obligation to obligate myself. Rav Chaim's lashon is a chiyuv l'chayev. That's a ksuba. So it's this in-between type of obligation, right? We might have called that, if we didn't know better, we might have called that asmachta. We might have called that, how can you obligate yourself based on a future event that you're not sure if it's going to happen or not? That's the definition of asmachta. So maybe the husband thinks that she's going to die first, and he's never going to divorce her. So he should never have to, he doesn't commit to the ksuba. But the answer is, that's not asmachta. Why? Because this is a takana d'rabanan, or daraisa. And Chazal said, this is what you have to do, and a person always wants, that's Moshe of Yisrael, to do what's proper in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of the Rabbanan. So therefore he commits to it. It's not such an unheard of situation where there's death or divorce at some point in history. So the Ritva says, so he has a cheskas mamon, because the ksuba didn't really obligate himself yet, and even if it did, he's still holding on to the money. So there's a cheskas mamon, so shouldn't that also give him some rights? But countering that, says the Ritva, is another chazaka. Kivan, or a rove. Kivan de rove nashim besulos nesuos, umisayeya chazaka de gufa, hahu adifa me chazaka de mamona. She should win. Why? Because she has a cheskas aguf. Cheskas aguf that most women who get married are besulos. So she has that chazaka that would counter his cheskas mamon. So why should he win? Why should he be neman? That's why the Gemara throws in another chazaka. Chazaka, einanam torech besuda mafsida. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes here, says the Ritva. There's a chazaka on his part, cheskas mamon. There's a cheskas aguf on her part that she's a besula. So, kasav ashlishi v'yachriye b'nehem, that's the chazaka, einanam torech besuda mafsida. Aval hashta de masayeh alei, trei chazki, chazaka de mamona, v'chazaka de einanam torech, Iu Mehemin. That is the Ritva's important discussion behind the scenes of what's going on here. Then the Ritva adds what the other Rishonim also add, Vidafka le'Iker Ksuba. Our whole discussion here is regarding the Iker Ksuba, that he is Naaman. Aval le'Tosefes eino Naaman. He's not belief in the Tosefes. This we'll come back to later in the Masechta. The Iker of the 200 of the Tosefes, whatever he adds on. V'achi muchag by damer chachamim tiknu l'psula v'hem hem inuhu. V'habemasha lo tiknu hem eno naman. He's only believed about what they were Masakin, which is the Iker Ksuba, but Tosefes is what he added on out of his own volition. So that is not in, that was not included. So he's still chayav to pay the Tosefes. The Tosefes and not just the Iker. The Iker is not chayev because he's believed about that, but the Tosefes is not part of the Takana. Good. One final point, and that is, what if a person wasn't Toreach? Einan Toreach B'Zum Avsida. What if he wasn't? What if he's a multi-whatever millionaire, and he didn't really have any tircha for the wedding? Does this chazaka still exist, or do we take it literally? So again, that's also back in the Rashba. Umeha Damrina Machlokas, the Rashba and the others versus the Meiri. The Rashba says, Mashma. And then you bump it back down. The cheskas aguf is parallel to the cheskas mamon stalemate, and therefore she gets the ksuba. Right, that is the Rashba, meaning take it literally. You go by actual tircha. And the Meiri and others say no. Lav dafka is actual tircha, maybe because of a low plug, maybe because of a Rambam. The Rambam adds in three words when he quotes this Chazaka. When he says, Chazaka, Chachamim Heim, Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Ishus. Chacham, a classic example of the Rambam having a different understanding of a Gemara. And I've often wondered, I've never really seen an answer for this, did the Rambam have Rashi in front of him? Right, did he have Rashi? Bali Tosfos had Rashi. Did he have Rashi? The Rambam hardly quotes anybody, so we can't say, oh, he never quotes him. He'll quote the Rimigash. He'll quote the some of the Gaonim. But the Rashi was around then, but did it make it to the Rambam? Unclear. Bali Tosfos quote the Rambam in two or three places in Shas. Place in Menachos. But did the Rambam have Rashi? So it's interesting sometimes when the Rambam has a totally different shot. Is this just how he understood the Gemara? Did he have Rashi and then gave the different understanding? Interesting. Either way, says the Rambam, and Ilchas Ishus here, Perek Yud Aleph. Chachamim heim shetiknu ikar ksuba leisha. Veheim iskinu. They added, v'amru, shekala toentain is psulim, v'isha macheshes oso ne'eman. He is believed. V'yaleha lahavi raya, lo ala ish. She has to bring the raya. Why? Shechazaka hi, she'ein adam torech besudu mafsida, v'hofech simchaso avel. And make his simcha into avelus. That's the Rambam's extra three words. Doesn't sound like such a financial reason, adding in those three words. Just sounds like it's like psychologically, it's his wedding day. What, he wants to ruin it? He wants everybody to go home and realize, the next day. What, did you hear what happened? That wedding from yesterday? They're not married. To Mekachtos. Does he want that? He wants everybody talking about him? So according to the Rambam, it doesn't sound financial at all. V'hofech simchaso avel. So that could be, right, like that other day, the Me'iri, I have a whole sefer at home, called the Beis Aron, where he goes through hundreds of Rambams, where the Rambam paskins and reads the Gemara like the Me'iri reads it. So here's an example of it. The Rambam and the is really like the Me'iri, meaning even if he wasn't Torah, because it's not a din in the physical Tirach, it's just a din in, he wouldn't go through the wedding and then, you know, undermine the whole event. V'hofech simchaso avel. Interesting. Okay, let's go weiter. Like, nafkamina bizman hazeh. Because Bizman Hazeh is lav dafka that the chassan pays for the whole wedding. Right? There's more of a partnership somehow. So maybe the whole chazaka wouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. That's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Back to Josh's question. Yes. Are we talking about a Bas Kohen or a girl under 3 years?
That's a question that's dealt with. Meaning, if it's a case of Svek Sveka, they shouldn't be believed. Well, that's in terms of the Isser.
It's a case of Svek Sveka, and therefore she can remain married, so therefore it's her. But is he believed with respect to the ksuba to reduce it to 100, or is he not believed at all?
Okay, so the Rishonim, I think, relate it back to yesterday's daf. Meaning, what's the lahafsid the ksubasa? Pashas means that they're getting divorced. Doesn't mean that they stay married and it's just bumped down. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. Okay, so that's all the first section in terms of Chazaka and his Ne'emanus, which is a continuation of yesterday's daf in terms of the Machlokas. Is he just believed Ne'eman Lo'osra Allah based on Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Surah, or is he even believed La'atzidik Subasa, which we had the Shita of Shmuel yesterday on Amid Beis and today as well. So here we continue now. Tana. Says the Braisa, Hoel b'knas chachamim hu, since this is a rabbinic fine, it's a knas chachamim, lo tigva ela min haziburis. She only collects ksuba from ziburis. We know there are three types of qualities of land in halacha, idis, beinonis, and ziburis, and there are all different rules about different chiyuvim paying from different types of land. Remember, the amount, the value is going to be the same. But a person might want less land, better quality, than more land, low-level quality. So I might want idis. I'm going to get the same amount of land, a monetary value of the land, but idis is more valuable. So the Rabbanan, in Maseches Gittin and elsewhere, have all different rules, what one has to pay for what. So here, since it's a Knas de Rabbanan, and we're forcing, so to speak, so therefore she only could collect the lowest level ziburis. Says the Gemara, obviously this is all, if he has all different types. If he only has one type of land, that's what he has to pay. But if he has different types, says the Gemara, Knasa my Knasa, what kind of fine? Who did anything wrong here? So Ela Ema, Hoel v'takanes chachamim hu, lo tigva ela menezi boris. Right? It doesn't mean that it's a knas, it just means because it's a takana drabanan, therefore, make him pay, but he only has to pay ziburis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, ksubas isha min ha-Torah. What do you mean, takana drabanan? Ksuba is daraisa, machlokas tanoim. Whether ksuba is daraisa or drabanan, it's daraisa. How can you say that it's only drabanan? Continues the Gemara, Umi Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hachi, is that really true? Does Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hold this daraisa? Vatanya, we have the following braisa, Kesef Yishkol Kimoa Hapsulos. This pasuk is by Mifate, right? Parshas Mishpatim, right? This pasuk is by Mifate. Kesef Yishkol. How much a Mifate and a Ma'anis, a seducer and a rapist, Mifate and a Ma'anis have to pay a fine. They learn out halachos from each other, though. Kesef Yishkol, here, by Mifate, he has to pay Kesef. Kimoar Apsulos, like the payment that one has to pay by Psulos, which is referring to a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse, which is, that's where the amount is said by Ma'anes, by Ones. Sheyehezeh, Kemohar HaPsulos, this settlement, this Mohar, by Mefate, is like Mohar HaPsulos, which means 50. Umar Absulos Kazeh, and Mar Absulos by Ones is like this. We learned something from Mefata to Ones also, and that is that it has to be real Shkalim. Kasev Yishkol, right? Meaning a high quality of currency. Mikan. So that's a din d'araisa. The payment by Ones and Mefata, those are Knasos d'araisa. But then the Tanakhama says, Mikan, Samchu Chachamim, Laksubas Isha min haTorah. So we are somek subas isha also. Why? Rashi quotes three words. Mi dekari la mohar. Since the term used comparing ones and mefata in the Torah is a word mohar. Mohar means a settlement. So a ksuba is also a settlement. So that word is hinting to the idea of ksuba. Of ksuba, the settlement, the agreement between the husband and the wife before they get married. So the Tanakhama says, oh, that word is a hint to ksubas isha midaraisa. Rabbi Shimon Megan Leal Omer, no, Ksubas Isha, Enemi Devei Torah, Elemi Devei Sofer. Rabbi Shimon Megan Leal says, no, it's a Dindar Abanan, Stira. Right, we just said that Rabbi Shimon Megan Leal holds that Ksubas Isha is a Dindar Raisa, so how can we say Durabanan here? Answer, Eifach. Switch it. Switch this second Raisa. You're right, he really holds Dio Raisa. Says the Gemara, my chazis, da facht bas Raisa, Eifach Kamaisa. So why do you switch the Raisa? Switch the earlier statement. Got to switch one. Why do you switch the second one and not the first one? So the Gemara answer is no. Hashemana leiler. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Domar ksubas isha midaraisa. Because there's another evidence that he holds daraisa. So it makes more sense to switch the second than the first. What's the other evidence? It's none. The Mishnah says in 100 days from now on Daf Kuf Yud. Ditnan, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says no sein lo mimos kaputkia. We know there are different currencies that one can use to pay with. Mos kaputkia is very strong currency, and that's something that we would use for a daraisa payment. For derabanan payments would be more mekel. But the fact that Rav Shimon Gamliel requires that one has to pay me mos kaputkia, meaning what's the case? In a case where, let's say they got married in one place and they're getting divorced in another place. So do you go by the monetary system in the place where they got married or in the place where they got divorced? So you owe mos kaputkia, meaning your machmir. Your machmir, the higher level currency. So you see, whichever one it is, right, the Rashi here quotes the Mishnah later on, Sheksub, because of Ksuba Daraisa, and therefore, you see from there that he owes Ksuba Daraisa. Or V'ibayasim, or a different reason why we switch it to Daraisa. Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel, he really, that whole Braisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, V'chisurei Mechsera, and it's lacking in our understanding. V'hachik Tani, and this is how it should be read, Mikan Samchu Chachamim L'Ksuba Zisha Min HaTorah. That's the first line. And then the next issue is Ksubas Almana. Everybody agrees that the Ksuba of an Almana ain't a midevei Torah, ela midevei Sofrim. Sherab, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ksubas Almana ain't a midevei Torah, ela midevei Sofrim. So really, Ksubas Isha is the Araisa. Good. Discussion in the Rishonim. Starts with Tosfos. Mashma says, top Tosfos, that we know the first lines on our Gemara, Mashma the Ksuba Durabanan. And also in Isha Rabbah, in Yevamis we had, it sounds like it's Rabbanan, why the Lashon there is, Shalot Tehei Kala Be'enav Lotzia, right? Why did the Rabbanan institute a Ksuba? So it makes it harder. A person will think twice, or hopefully more than twice, before he would divorce his wife, because he has this Ksuba obligation. So hopefully that will motivate him to put more into the marriage, and not try to end it. Fourth line, Vikasha in Tosfos, Dinagu Lichtov, what do we have in all of our Ksubas? What do we have, what Lashon? Vikasha Dinagu Lichtov, Biksuba, Kesef Zuze, Masan, Dechazi Lechimi Daraisa. In all of our Ksubas, it says that the husband commits to pay the money that is ra'ui for the wife, Midaraisa. So Tosfos says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, it must be, that's what we paskin. So Tosfos changes, or is influenced, but to figure out what we paskin, Ksuba Daraisa, Ksuba Darabanan, based on the language in the Ksubas. And that's the exact same language that we use, Bizman Hazeh. Because of that language, it must be we paskin Ksuba Daraisa. The problem is, many other Rishonim, the Rush, the simple understanding of the Rambam, as we'll talk about this soon, is Ksuba Darabanan. And the Ritva, so the Ritva says, easy, our Ksubas are wrong, change the Girsa, take out that line, the Chazi Lechimi Daraisa. So take it as, so he does the opposite. Tosfos is influenced by the Lashon, and therefore he affects his Shita. The Ritva has his Shita, and therefore changes the Lashon. Right, the opposite. But other Rishonim would rather not change the Lashon. So, what the Rosh and others say is that it means, the Chazu Lechi. It's Ksu, the Chiyuv Ksu is Drabanan. but we're going to use the Oraisa type of money, very serious money, to pay for this Takana Durabana. V'ra'isi Mefarshim, says the Rosh, Da'afilu Hirgilu Lichtov, the Chazi Lechimi Da'oraisa, Modu, the Ksubas Yisha Durabanan. You don't have to be forced, like Tosfos does or the Ritva does, in their own way. You don't have to be forced in either direction. V'chachamim Tiknu Chamishim Kesef Mi Da'oraisa, Pirish Mishkalim Ho'amurim B'Torah. Chazal made this Takana very strong, that you have to pay with the Oraisa type of money. Mishum shlote kalabain of lotzia, viasmachu akra to kamor apsulos, mishum hachi, nehigi lemichta de chazi lechem idaraisa. This is the type of money that is ra'ui. Shelo yit e adam lomar, the kiva de midirabanan lotigva elanun sela medina, vidvarim shel tam heim. And the Rosh says, I like that shita. Right? Because you can have your cake both and hold the ksubas drabanan, which many gemaras seem to say, while the money is still da'oraisa. Chassam Sofer has a suggestion. Maybe the concept of ksuba is da'oraisa, learned out like from Mohar. But how much is the ksuba? The Rabbanan bumped it up to 200. Because that's shalotei kalabein of lotzia. Meaning the idea is da'oraisa, chazi lechi. The money, you're right, is da'oraisa, but the details are da'rabanan, like we have in many areas of halacha, where the idea is da'oraisa, but all the details are da'rabanan. For example, tefillah. Right, the Rambam says davening is daraisa, but all the details of davening is drabanan. When to daven and what to daven and how to daven—that's all drabanan. Just the concept of shevach bakasha hoda, that detail is daraisa. Benching, benching is daraisa. What to say by benching? How we bench? Right, is a kiddush. I mean, many mitzvahs that the Rabbanan told us exactly how to do it, and then you get into the sugya of what if you do it in a different way? Are you a yotze on the daraisa level and not on the drabanan level? Let's say I bench in a different way than I'm supposed to. So, do I at least get the daraisa and just not fulfill the drabanan, or is it something different? The Rambam Shita, as we mentioned, the Rambam Paskins Pashas Ksuba Drabanan. Rav Rosenzweig, in an article that he has in the Beis Yitzchak a number of years ago, he notes though that there are many hints in the Rambam Shita specifically and in various Rishonim that it's not so simple. It starts off with the koteret. You look at the title. The title of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam says, what mitzvahs am I going to discuss here? Number one, the mitzvah of marriage. As we mentioned, the Rambam holds getting married is a mitzvah. What's the definition? Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Ksuba. Ksuba is the Rabbanan. Why is that in the definition of the mitzvah? Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Number one. And other ideas. The Rambam quotes, what's the Isser of Kedesha? Shaloti Boil Isha below Ksuba Vikidushin. Again, Ksuba is stuck in there. Why is Ksuba stuck in there? And then it's fascinating, what's the definition of a Pilegesh? Different Gersos in the Gemara and Mesechta Sanhedrin, right? Our Gerson, Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph, is Nashim Biksuba Ubikidushin, Pilagshim below Ksuba Ubilokidushin. So again, if ksuba is drabanan, why is there such a importance that a pilegesh doesn't have a ksuba? And it's even more challenging to understand based on Rashi's girsa. Rashi and Chayasara, the first time pilegesh comes up in the Torah by Avraham. So it says, So Rashi there says, Nashim biksuba, pilagshim bilo ksuba. Kidamrinan bisanhedrin. Rashi's girsa in that Gemara in Sanhedrin Chafal is that the only difference between an Isha and a Pilegesh is the Ksuba. What's a Rashi old Ksuba's Daraisa? Could be. But it could also be, if Rashi old Ksuba's Darabanan, so why is Ksuba mentioned in all of these contexts of Daraisa? So, again, with other ayahs, he explains that it could be that the idea behind Ksuba is Daraisa. Similar to what we just said, the idea of the Rosh just said it in halachic terms. This is already bordering on hashkafic halachic. And that is, ksuba is supposed to create a certain level and standard of relationship. That Chazal, adding on to what the Torah, understanding based on what the Torah has in mind, that's what they created. Hayim is kavnu lizman ha'achlata atzma, kishabal shokelim sof sof l'garesh, when it says shalote kalabein of lotzia. Is that just, okay, at the moment of divorce, stop! Is that what shalote kala means? Or maybe it means something more fundamental. It means it's to create a relationship that we never get there. Take this relationship very seriously. That's what ksuba is supposed to bring about. Shemeim nisu la'ashpia al kol ramata yachasim bein abal li'ishto. V'ulai ha'ashka'a ha'mamonit shel ha'ksuba ba'al v'aseses ha'ishus al yidei hosafas yitzivutu betichut. Eino dome, yachas anoshim bichlau, v'ishus bifra, kishkol achal yachol benachkel lenatek hakesher, l'matzav shasodim mitchayvim, u'memeila somchen achal hasheni. So according to this, a ksuba creates something, yisod shel ksuba, ishus shel kedusha hayotzeretz kesher shel kayama, hu min haTorah. Avim aderech lahasig ishus kazu, the details to get there, and the way the Rabbanan created it might be the Rabbanan, but the idea behind Ksuba is the Oraisa. And that's why the mitzvah is marriage with Ksuba and Kiddushin. And the difference between a Pilegesh and an Isha, even if the details of Ksuba the Rabbanan, it could be Ksuba illustrates that difference on a Doraisa level, again, amongst many other rais. But either way, even if one might hold, it's similar to that rush that has the connection also between the Arais and the Rabbanan, but this is in the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Hahu, right after the halfway point. Hahu Asalakami de Rab Nachmin, Amarle, a man comes and says, Pesach bozu abatzasi. My wife was out of Psula. Amarle Rab Nachmin, Asvua Kufri. Asvua Kufri means, Mivarchasa Chavitale. What does that mean? Whip him with, yeah, he's chayev malchus, he's chayev lashes, obviously on a Durabana level. Rashi says, hail kuhu malchios, get him out, and kufri are like thorns. Give him lashes. What do you mean give him lashes? Mivarchasa chavitale. How is this guy so clear and so knowledgeable in this area that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? He says this guy must not be so straight and so clean. Mivarchasa. Mivarchasa is the name of a place. Rashi says it's a place of Zonos. It must be Zonos are lying in front of him. Meaning, he must have experience. It must be that it's as if. How does he know so much about this? That he's so clear. You know, dumb him, maybe that's a little easier. Because you just have to see. Dom or no dom. But Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, how does he know that it went so smoothly? So therefore, he gave him Malchus. And he screamed at him. Says the Gemara, Var Rav Nachman Udar Mehemin, but didn't Rav Nachman up above say that he's believed when he says this? So the answer is, yes. Mehemin umasvina le kufri. He's believed, and we're still going to give him Malchus. Meaning, he's not supposed to know so well what's going on. If he does, we'll believe him. Right? That's the idea. But, you know, the two can go together. Tosfos here discusses, is this a rhetorical statement? Is this a statement? Are there Zonos lying in front of him? Or there is Zonos lying in front of him, meaning one of the two, but either way, it's the same idea. This Gemara also relates to, let's just read one more line. Rav Achoy, Mishani, Rav Achoy has a different chilek, whether by Rav Nachman's Mehemen or Lo Mehemen. Maybe he's not believed here. When is he believed? Kan b'bachar, kan b'nasui. That's if he's been married before. If he's been married before, then he has some idea about it, and therefore we'd believe him. But maybe if he's a bachar, he's not supposed to know, and we don't trust him that he knows. How does he know so well? So Baruch Hashem, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. So therefore, that's the chilek in Reb Nachman.
Right.
So maybe also in Achinami, if it's a second wife, that also would be another example, like a nasui. It could be he's married already, right? Also interesting here that here. Right, or a Pilegesh, right? Machlokes, whether Pilegesh is a positive or not. Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He is also being punished here based on Hodas Piv. Based on something that he himself said. Interesting, we usually say on a Daraisa level, Ein Adam Mesem Atzmo Rasha. Here, Rav Nachman might be just be going out of the, right, the normal punishments. It's not Mesem Atzmo Rasha. It's just, Legidre Milsa. Right, it's something that he doesn't want this type of behavior. But really, on a Daraisa level, usually the Rambam says Beferish. A person cannot be, if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, I ate Shreif, give me lashes, we don't believe him. I was Bechal Shabbos, kill me, we don't believe him. Even if he has a video, let's say he takes a video of himself being Bechal Shabbos, and on the video he says, Almanas Kenan Yosei, I know what's going to happen to me, everything. This doesn't matter, right? We're not going to put him to death, we're not going to give him Malchus, because Ein Adam Mesem Atzmo Rasha. The Rambam writes that in Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he says, at the end of the 18th parak, he says, Gzeir Zakasavi, She'ein Mimisin Bezdin, Velo Malkin Esa Adam, Bodai Es Piv, El Api Shnei Edim. We never punish a person based on their own admission. Vezesh Arag, Yoshua, Achan, Vidavid Legera Maleki, Bodai Es PM. Aye, how did Yoshua kill Achan? Wasn't really Achan, right? It was like the Goral pointing to Achan, but ultimately at the end Achan admitted, and he killed the Ger Maleki that said he had killed Shaul, so that was Harasha. Okay. Aval HaSanhedrin, Ein Mamisim, Velo Malkin, Amode Ba'Avera. You never admit. Shema Nitrifav Daito B'davar Zeh. Even though the Rambam starts off by saying Zeres HaKasev, then he gives a Svara. He says, maybe this person has just gone mad. Shema Mina Amelim Mari Nefesh HaMachakim Lamos. Maybe he just wants to die. Maybe he wants to be in pain. And therefore you can't trust him. Maybe he's making it up. So therefore, a person can never be punished based on his own admission. The Radvaz there has a beautiful Hosafa. We mentioned this in the past. The Efsha Lassis Ksas Tam. Let me explain a little bit why a person can't do this. Lefisha Ein Nafsho Shel Adam Kinyano Elakinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't own our bodies. They're on loan to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us for 120 years. Take care of it. I'll take your neshama back every day and give it back to you. And I'll shine it for you. And that's what, we'll get to this Bezrem on next week's daf. I know some of you have koach, that bracha. It's a beautiful tour on it. But either way, our kinyan is, our guf is not ours. It's Hashem's. And therefore, lo tol hoda asa bedavar sheino shalo. I can't come and say, whip me. If two eidim come, okay, that's the rule. But I can't say that about myself. Umalkus bedemisa aval mamonu shalo. Mamonis is mine. Hoda asa bedavar sheino shalo. Dami. Vim kolze. And the Rambam says that even if you don't like this, still Gzeiras HaKasev. But either way, this Gemara here, he was punished based on what he said. But again, it's a Durabanan. On a Durabanan level, the Rabbanan have powers to be Makin Va'onshin Shalom Min Adin. Good, let's continue. Ha'udas l'kamei d'Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Le Pesach Pesu Omatzasi, Amar Le, Shema Hitisa. He says to him, well, maybe you were Mate, right? Bahataya. I'll give you a mashal, says Rabbi Gamliel. Somebody's going, it's pitch black at night, and he comes to his house. Rashi says the doorway is open halfway. So if you go in on a diagonal, you'll go straight in, and you won't bump into anything. If you go in straight, you'll bump into the door. Right, imagine if it's open halfway. So hita, if you went in sideways, matzo pasuach. Lo hita matzo na'ul. So Rabbi Gamliel says, maybe you went in, you know, in a hataya type of way, and therefore, that's why you did not feel any pressure. And that's why Pesach pasuach matzasa. Ika da amri hachi amarle. Or Rabbi Gamliel said to him the following. Shema b'mezid itisa. Maybe b'mezid. What is b'mezid? That just means a little too aggressive, but very aggressive, and you didn't notice. The Akaita Ladashi just ripped the door out. The Avra. Emshalacha Masha Lamadar Adom. I'll give you a mashal to that. La'adam Shu Mahalech Vishon Laila Viafela. Hita Bemezid Matzo Pasuach. If it was Bemezid, you'll find it open because there's nothing stopping. Lo Hita Bemezid Matzo Na'ul. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel was trying to keep this husband and wife married. Right? He didn't want allow him to get divorced, even though if she was Pesach Pasuach, maybe she's Asur Labaila. But still, Rabbi Gamliel says, Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, and Bachurim do not know, and therefore, he tried to keep them together if he could. Period. Hahudas l'kamid Rabbi Gamliel, bar Rebbe, amalei Rebbe, ba'alti v'lo matzasi dam. So here's a different taina. No more Pesach Pasuach, he says, lo matzasi dam. And again, remember, this was the days of old. Girls got married at a younger age. Bizman hazeh, there are cases when because due to the age and due to the activities of women bizman hazeh, that there also might not be dam bizman hazeh. Again, different physiologies. So amr lo. So he says to Rabbi Balav Masasi dam, but she was there too. Amr lo Rabbi Basula hayisi. I was a psula. Armalem Evilioso Sudar. Hevilo Asudar. So they bring the evidence. So they brought the evidence to Bezdin. Visharo Bamayim. And he soaks it in a type of water. The Chibsu Umatzalav Kamati Bedamim. He does some type of check, and he's able to see the dam that wasn't seen visible earlier. Amalo Lachi Leich Zacheba Mechacha. Go be happily married. Amale. Huna bar bre mar bre derava mi par zikyal ravashi anana min evadachi. Can we do this too? We in Bavel. Could we do this, what they did there? Eretz Yisrael, this check. So Amar Lei says, no, sorry, they have a much higher quality of detergents in Eretz Yisrael. Geyut shalanu, different types of water. Geyut shalanu kikibah shalahem. Our giyut, which might mean ironing, some type of smoothing, that's like their kibbutz. Meaning we have to do more processing for just to parallel to their kibbutz. They just do kibbutz. We have to do also giyuts. So v'yamrit neved giyot. So okay, so let's do giyot, and then maybe it'll be visible. The answer is no. Ma'avrei chumrasa. The pressing down will already remove any type of evidence anyway. So therefore, it's there's no solution for this. So you can't use that badika. Period. Hahuda asa l'kame d'Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe. Amar le Rebbe ba'adiv l'masasi dam. Same taina. Amar le Rebbe adayin b'sula ani. I'm still a p'sula. Right? So either she's saying he was bahataya, or she's saying he wasn't with me yet. Right? She says, I'm still a p'sula. Amar le Rebbe Gamliel says, Hevio li shtei shvachos. Bring me two shvachos, please. Achas p'sula v'achas b'ula. Hevio lo. They brought the girls to him. V'hoshiven api chavish al yayin. And he did another test that he had to see. Chavish al yayin. Be'ula recha nodef. Be'sula ein recha nodef. A be'ula, the wine, the smell of the wine was able to be seen through her when she opened up her mouth because it was able to go through. And be'ula, a be'sula, it did not go through. Avzu hoshiva v'loy recha nodef. So too, then he checked it with this girl, this woman, and it was lo recha no deif amar lo lech zechi b'makacha. So as he says, please go back, she's still a psula, and have a wonderful life together. V'nivdok me'ikar begava. Why did he bring these two shvachos? Why didn't he just do this check originally with this woman? Gemara havi shamilei maisa lo avichazi. He always knew this misora, this bedika, but he never knew if it was really lamaisa, if it really worked. Maybe earlier generations. Again, a classic case where a posek has to know what applies. You can't just read an earlier tshuva and say, okay, that metzias applies even today. Right? We have to know what the metzias is. Right? So he says, I knew that. I knew that from 100 years ago. But I didn't know if it really works today. So I wanted to check it out. V'savar dilma lo kimli begava to bil sashaper. Maybe I didn't understand how it works. Right? Remember, we know the gzeiras hagaonim, that we're not allowed to use any medicines that are mentioned in the Gemara. It's a gzeira, chayr makadmonim. The Amshal Shlomo quotes it. It's quoted in Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch. That you can't, why? Because we don't know what the medicines are. We don't know how much. We don't know how to process it. What do you mean? It's the Gemara. I'm going to use it. It's the same thing. No, you can't just use it. We don't know how to apply it. So, says Rabbi Gamliel, didn't know how to apply it. So he wanted to test it out first. V'lavarach ara lezilzule bivnos Yisrael. I don't want to take this woman of Yichus and test her with it. So I checked it out first to see, make sure the test worked. Once I know the test worked, so then I used it to be able to return her to her husband. The Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer and Simon Samaches, the Chalkas B'chokhi discusses that this is not used Bizman Hazeh. This is not used Bizman Hazeh, obviously. We have no idea how to use it. But there are a couple of other important points. The Minchas Yitzchak in the Tshuva, Diane Weiss, discusses here in Gimel Kuf Tes Zayin, he discusses Nish'alti, Mitam and Chacham Gadol Echad. He discusses related to this test, just two tshuvas that are related, maybe even three. Just two. Nishal mitam chacham echad. There was a girl, Alma Yisoma. It was an orphan girl. Mr. Hagakes Baderech Hatova Yasher Mo. She's an amazing, amazing girl. Just that many, many years before, she was nispatal la'arel echad v'timeosa. V'acharkach nischartal zem ma'od v'nasis l'baylis tshuva gedola. Many, many years ago, she was involved in certain behaviors that were inappropriate, but now, you know, she wants to get married, and the shaila is, if she reveals anything that what happened, she's never going to get a shidduch. She's already a yesoma. If she already notes and is megala, what does she have to say? What does she have to say? So that's this tshuva that the Minchas Yisach, very serious shailas, discussed here. So he says, if she is mamisha be'ula and she knows that, so then she has to say, there's nothing, it's a mechatos if you don't say anything. There's nothing to totot, maybe not on the first date. But as it starts getting serious, you know, not everything has to be said on the first date. Even if a husband or a wife have certain things, at a certain point, you know, it has to be said. But not right away. So he says, "Im nasis lebulo gemura din pashut shemuchiyevas legalis lakotem v'ksubasa rakmana." And if not, it's a mechaltos. Achein, but what if she's not a beula gemura? She was just involved in certain activities. Her besulim are still kayam. There was ha'ara. There was nivala shalok kedarka. There were other things. So then he says, "There's more wiggle room. There's more wiggle room in order in terms of not saying." And therefore, he says, "And just like the Gemara had certain tests that they did after marriage, maybe here there can be certain tests done before marriage. And go to a doctor. Have a midwife. check to see if there's any psulim. Ulavar madayim psula kayamim efshar aydi rofim. Onashim bekios. So just like there were tests in the days of the Gemara, so to here there are tests, and therefore he says that's what should be done. That's what should be done. That is the Minchas Yisra. Related tshuva in Reb Nassan Gestetner, in the Lahoras Nassan, again, an amazing discussion, he says, Yesh la'ayin. He says in Kuf, well, first he has in Dalet Sadi Aleph. Here's a discussion here. A Besula Shaharofi, let's say a woman had a certain type of illness, and the doctor, for whatever reason, the doctor had to operate Ba'oso Mako, but then he sewed back up the Besulim. And she has a Besulim, but it's Besulim Al Yedei Adam. Is that called Besulim? Does she get a Ksuba of Matayim? And does she have to say anything? Again, similar, same type of idea. So, She'ilta da'asa l'kadmana. L'maisa. It was a shayla that came to him. Right? One of the great poskim of our generation. Besulta shaharofe pasach pischa benarusa kedesha dama yuchalotzes. It was a case where the woman was not getting her period. She was not developing properly. And he had to, therefore, break the psulim in order to allow nature to take its course. V'acharka chazru v'tofru besule akademe ikara. Ma'adina l'inyin ksuba. Right, these are the shilohs, gotta ask the big guns. Right, what's the answer there? So he says, well, if you look in a Mishnah in Meseches Ahalos, so you see there that a chibur bidei adam is not the same thing as a chibur bidei shamayim. When do we say b'sulei hachozrim? That's when it comes back by itself. Less than 3 years old. Right, tomorrow's daf. But here, you know, maybe it was bidei adam. So maybe you can say that. But he says, I disagree. He says, even if it's a chibur bidei adam, if the chibur bidei adam then attaches itself to the body and becomes part of the body and gets nourished by the body, then it's just like the body. Avagad de busala nashru shari medat mi v'chulu v'chulu hachanami. Let me just find the line. I'm sorry. He said, avakashechiber aver lebasar adam chai v'al yedei achibur yone ka aver amachubar mechiasami chiyuso shel gufa adam v'nase kegufa chada b'zeh havishaper chibur gamur. Unbelievable. Is that a problem? What is mechubar? It's mechubar. And there's nothing to talk about. And he refers to an earlier tshuva that he wrote, and he says, I'll give you other nafkaminas. Other nafkaminas, Rachman al-Islam, there was somebody who had a certain type of injury, and he was a krus shafcha, and the doctors fixed it. But it was a chibur b'dei adam. So does that make him now somebody who could get married? Right? If somebody's a petzua daka, krus shafcha, he has a mutilation in the Aver HaZachrus, is he allowed to? So he says, if the body took to it, and now it's connected to the body, and it's nourished by the body, that's it. Yishmakom lo marshim chibur aver lo adam chai avishaper chibur v'yadkan lo amru. What that Mishnah is talking about if it doesn't connect? And he said there are other nafkaminas related to this that one could talk about. Again, not getting into more lamaisa, but you know where else it comes up by organ transplants. By organ transplants. Let's say there's a case. So they talk about, oh, it's Chesa Mason, whose organ is it going to be? Is there a shiloh whether a Cohen is allowed to get an organ transplant? That's a serious shiloh. Why, in certain cases, because if the second of the it touches the Kohen, it's Batami. He's not allowed to be Batami himself. But what about once it's connected? So then do you say it's okay, because now it's part of the body? Right? Is it part of the body? Is it not part of the body? Right? Whose limb really is it? Again, without getting into any psak, but these are the issues that are discussed. But he has an important tshuva that chibur al yidei adam, shma chibur, if it's mamish connected. Chibur de adam is if I glue something together. Okay, that's not a real chibur, but natural chibur. But if it becomes part of the body, that's it. So he has a case where the psulim were sewn back together. He says she's a psula. Nothing to talk about. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Hahu da'asa l'kamed Rabbi Gamliel. Hazaken. Next story. Amra lo Rebbe. Ba'alti v'lo matzasi dam. I was born. I didn't find dam. Amra lo Rebbe. Mi mishpachas durkati ani. She'en lehem lo dam nidav lo dam psulim. I'm from a family that doesn't have dam. Badek Rabbi Gamliel b'krova Sarah. Gamliel checked the relatives. Umatza gidvareha. Amra lo lechi zachi b'mechacha. Ashrecha. She'zachit l'mishpachas durkati. He says, go have a wonderful life. And he says, wow, you're amazing that you're from Durkati. One second. My Durkati, Durkatua, a cut-off door. Why? Because not no periods, no kids. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tanchumim shel Hevel nichamu Rabbi Gamliel lo soish. It was a lie. Titani Rabbi Chia, Kishem Sha Sa'or Yafel Isa, just like yeast is good for a dough, kach damim yafim leisha. More blood is better. Vatanim shem Rabbi Meir, kol isha shedam meha merubim, madeha merubim. So it was really, just making him feel good, but it wasn't true. Itmar, Rabbi Yirmei Bar Abba Amar, zechi b'mekacha Amar lei. He told him, be zoche in your mekach. Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin Amar, nischayiv b'mekacha Amar lei. He says, tough luck. Bishlam alo andar b'nischayiv hainu d'Rabbi Chanina. El alam anda Amar zechei mai zechu. So what kind of zechus is it? Tilo asi l'day safik nida. Well, at least he'll never have questions in Hilchas Nida. Because, you know, that's you gotta look at the glass as half full, you know, whatever it is. Difficult situation in terms of the kids, but, situation of Nida will be different. Ha'udas l'kam edu Rebbe, Amar Leib, Rebbe ba'al tiva l'matzasi dam, I didn't find dam, Amar lo, she said, Rebbe, adayin besula yisi. Or really, she was saying, she is, vishnei betzores haya, and it was a year of famine. Meaning they weren't physically well. Ra, Rabbi Shepanam Shchorim, he saw that their faces were black. Tziva aleim vechnisum lemerchas vechilum vehishkum vechnisum lecheder. So he gave him a shower, gave him a good food, and then he said, you know, go do your stuff in the next room. Baal umatzadam, amr lo lech zechib mechacha. Kari Rebbe Aleim, Tzafat Orem Al Atzmam, their skin is shriveled up, Yavesh HaYakeitz, it was shriveled up and they were dry, so therefore Rebbe saw that and he solved the problem, Baruch Hashem, and he kept the marriage together. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer, in Chela Gimel Simen Chav Zayin, a girl was a psula, she was 20 years old and she never got her period. But she has other physical qualities, the other qualities of psula. So the doctors say that it could be that when the psulim are broken, so then she'll start be able to have kids. Her parents will start to have kids. Does she have to say anything before she gets married? That's the shaila. So he goes through Yochel Avia Lasiel Ish Bistam Shalom Lagalos Lozeh Shadayin Lohayla Ora Kanashim. So Ramosha says La'anias Daiti Ikaraya Mefureshes Ksubas Tafyunam Abeis. Right, this woman didn't say anything. And the answer was just, dar-dor-ketiyani. But they didn't talk about that before the marriage. They didn't talk about that. Ramosha says, Raya Mefureshes. That it was after the marriage. He says, Chazina, and even Rabbi Yossi Baravin. Bechulu, he continues. He says, right, it's possible. So Ramosha is makel in that case without getting into the whole tshuva. Okay, we gotta finish this up. Be'ez Hashem. Not finish, but continue. Besula, next Mishnah. Baruch Hashem. Second Mishnah in the Ksubas. Besula Ksubasa Masayim Almana Mana. Besula Almana Grusha Vachalutza. If a woman is a Besula, even though she had been previously married, she was widowed Grusha Chalutza Mina Erisin Ksubasa Masayim. She still has a Ksuba of 200 because she's still a Besula. Vayeshlem Tainas Besulim. And they could also have a Taina Besulim because she is supposed to be a Besula. My Almana, where does the word Almana come from? Amar Avchana Bagdata Almana Al Shem Mana. That's from the word mana. Almana mina erisin ma'ikal ameimar. Aye, what about mina erisin? She gets 200. I did to ha kari la almana. Hanami kari la almana. She's called it almana. Almana d'ksiva baraisa ma'ikal ameimar. What are you talking about? It says the word almana in the Torah. And everybody agrees that the ksuva of an almana is d'rabanan. D'asidin rabanan d'miskanei le'mana. Whoa. That the rabanan are going to be misakin it, so the Torah alludes to what's going to be in the future. Umi kasav kro la'asid. Does the pasuk allude to something in the future? In yes, dichsiv v'shem anahar hashlishis chidekel hu haolik kidmas ashur. The name of the third river going out of Gan Eden, right? It's chidekel, and it goes to Ashur. V'tana of Yosef Ashur zuslika, and that's sliko mihavi. Was it? Did it exist yet? That city Ella da asida hachanami di asida. It will exist. Is there too? So too, the Torah is alluding to it. Right? You can't do this Gemara without mentioning the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin about asmachta. Says the Ritva, that's what an asmachta is. Hashem knows that the Rabbanan are going to do this, but He wanted to give them the creativity and flexibility. That's what an asmachta. That it's a hint. The Torah was written, and the Rabbanan find the hint, but it's an allusion to what's going to happen in the future. That's what he writes about Machiz Zichronis and Shofros. That's what he writes about other contexts. That's the Ritva. Got to review that Ritva. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Mabez Tezayin Mad Aleph about Machiz Zichronis and Shofros. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Rav Chana. By the Hashem, again, tomorrow's daf Ger Katan. The Hashem will be put up, and the Hashem will continue with Daf Yud Beis.